as a hairstylist, do you have a full bush?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
How old are you?
27.
27. This is your girlfriend?
No,
that's his wife. Nice. I see what's happening here. I think we broke your wife, dude. Did you know that she finds your stay-at-home fathering so hilarious? This is your husband? Nice, white guy. Your Indian parents probably love that. I bet every holiday they throw them like spelling words and shit. And you two met where? When you were bringing electricity to her parents' village? Is it hard to pick up a guy on a motorcycle? I mean, he probably assumes you're a lesbian. Or your pussy's been blown out by motorcycle vibrations. Girls as dirty as guys, though? You lick each other's butts? You don't have to answer any of these. I swear to God, when I say it out loud, I go like, what are you doing? If I asked you that at an Applebee's, you'd fucking kick me in the nuts.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. Acquit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
What's up, everybody? It is the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from the Stan Comedy Club. The Skanks are all here, everybody. We got Davey Smith to my right. To my left, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. And I am Big J. Okerson, and together we are the legendary Legion of Skanks. Yeah.
And everybody, Big J. Okerson's new crowd work special, They Them, is out now. Well, at least they or them. One of them is out
them.
Now. Them's out. If you're looking for they, tough luck.
They's going to be in 2 months. Maybe none of them might. Yeah, I don't know. We sound low.
I don't know, but They Them's going to break records.
Hello. I appreciate everybody watching it. Do me a favor. Watch it one more time. Why not?
Yeah, from a different IPI address, preferably.
IPI address? Dave doesn't know anything about technology.
I said an IPA address.
Oh.
It's like a regular computer, but a little bit stoutier.
A little hoppier.
Hey, G-Mike, next time let's start the show with everyone's mics on. Is that okay?
Is that cool? Just for next week, can we try that?
Is that all right, dude?
Let's give it a dry run, mics on, and we'll see how things pan out.
I say we do 3-4 more weeks, no mics, and then we switch it up.
Yeah, it'll be simple.
We're about to have no G mic.
Ooh, shots fired.
Yeah.
We have amazing guests coming on the show. It's going to be a wild one, everybody. All wild guests.
All wild men.
Our first guest, everybody. We're coming. Oh,
everybody?
That's, by the way, the comments are so funny. I thought they were nice. And then they'll put a... Everybody, this is the best special I've ever seen, everybody. He talks to everybody, and it takes me about 3 sentences before I go, oh.
Somebody also did a thing where they were doing an everybody count for your special, and guess what? No everybody's, weirdly.
I didn't have to intro anybody.
It's true.
Anybody? Everybody. Our first guest, you know him from being Ian with Jordan, everybody.
Aww.
This special, Wild, Happy, and Free, available right now on YouTube. Make some noise for the hilarious Ian Fidance.
They know you like ska, so they choose the cheesiest, most fucking hack ska song ever.
I couldn't even hear
it. What was it? Never had to walk on?
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Just whispered in your ear like Bush on 9/11.
I have headphones on. And
we lost another ska song.
I don't know what he possibly...
Snippy at the end, he went...
What are you saying? You're saying pause the podcast?
Just Jake, say the word.
Say it out loud, you fuck.
TJ's here.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
That's very good news.
That's great.
God damn it. All right. Well, welcome to the show, notorious faggot Ian Fineheads.
Thank you. You fucking cock. I said back there, don't call me.
You do one thing.
I specifically said, Lewis, don't call me a fag.
I thought you were kidding.
Show. No, you stupid asshole.
I was like, how are we not going to call you a fag?
I don't know why you would call me a fag. I don't understand why people think I'm gay. I don't understand why people think I'm a woke fag. I don't get it. Now let me suck your cock and eat her pussy. Let's go.
Doesn't make you gay because you love fucking female outerwear. So what?
Yeah.
It's flowy. It's nice.
And you love genitalia of all kinds. That's okay.
I spin kicked Josh Adam Myers in this. It really allowed my leg to get high. And
I
kick
saw
him
the
in
video.
The
and we could all get behind kicking Josh Adam Myers, right, folks?
Oh yeah.
Spin kick Josh.
Ow, Gene, you spin cucked me.
We have
spin kick, man.
More guests. Are our guests ready? Our next guest, everybody. You know him and love him as a regular here. Who? What are you doing?
No, you said everybody again.
Well, I can say it once, right?
Okay. Well, you said it like five times already.
Nah, it's not a big deal. Jay, just introduce the guest and make sure that no one doesn't feel included.
Hey, all you people. TJ Miller in the motherfucking house. TJ stays throwing his heart to people.
That's right, exactly. Hi, Ian.
Hi, TJ.
Is it true? Am I putting this together correctly? But are you, you know that crazy girl that everybody's talking about?
Uh-huh.
Did she do a video on you?
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that?
Because
you threw on a dress.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
It sucked. What do you think I think?
Hold on, we'll get to that. Let's introduce our third guest.
We do have a third amazing guest, everybody.
Also, I love how you come in hot and you're like, hey, good to see you. Hey, that thing that happened last week, you fucking, what do you think of that?
I'm sorry.
No. I want to show up out of nowhere and be like, hey, remember when you got kicked off a train?
Move a little bit toward me so we can...
What did that feel like?
Well, it was a misunderstanding, which was the same thing with you.
It's not the story. He had a tumor. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, that's why
I was
late.
Not the story how it goes. That's not the exact story. Dude, I want to...
Water?
Oh, actually, this is our guest first,
Thank
but
you.
I want to
I'll
say something so funny.
Good.
Okay,
I'll pour yours for good luck.
Third guest, everyone, from the Take Your Shoes Off podcast, makes noise for the first time on Legion of Skanks, the great Rick Glassman's in the house.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
It's a fun surprise. Everyone was so excited for you, Rick. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Am I from L.A. much?
With small dog.
I get it. You want to say something really embarrassing right away? That's what I did. Then you can make it a theme.
I wanted to tell you, I don't know if you could find this on the thing. I thought this would be funny. I don't know if it's funny for everybody, but it made me laugh a lot. You know who Sue Costello is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sue Costello had a TV show back in the day, and right now her thing is she just melts down on Facebook all day, talking about lawsuits that no one understands or gives a shit about. But one of her enemies, even though he doesn't fight back, is Dave Portnoy from
from Barstool. Everybody knows the rule. One
she hates
trick,
him.
One
she hates him a lot, and so Kanye West just did a video wearing his swastika shirt. And talking about Dave Portnoy, but just going like, this guy's talking about me, but I don't know who this is or whatever like that. And then she posted a post that it was like, Kanye just fucking pegged Dave Portnoy. I was like, now I'm not reposting because I don't agree with the shirt. But I have so to have to like pull away the shirt from anything else he says, goes, forget the shirt for a second. He said some good things about this one guy I hate. It's so funny, like your enemy's enemy is your friend kind of thing.
You're like, oh, Adolf just nailed these bankers.
Yeah. I mean, all right, fine. He went a little far with the Jew thing.
Sure.
But he did nail these
he
bankers.
He is right. The banking has leaned in their favor. However, listen, I don't agree with all of his work.
Alex, did you order those shirts for us? Did we get in before? The order's being processed. We have 5 Swastika Kanye shirts coming, so I'm very excited. Welcome, Rick.
That's not okay.
That's your intro.
I agree.
It doesn't sound that bad as an idea until you realize that we pulled the money away we send every year to the Jewish Defamation League. That is what's fucked up about it. We pulled. No.
You're really starting to rub me the wrong way,
no,
man.
No.
And the dog doesn't look too happy either.
The dog's bored. The dog's yawning.
The dog's trained to hate anti-Semitism. Me and Dave are Jewish. It's okay.
At least somebody is.
And I might be.
I think it's all Jews at this table. And one guy with a Jew face.
Hello.
Ian, you're not Jewish, right?
I am. I took a 23andMe. I'm Ashkenazi.
Mostly.
How
like
much?
11%.
11.
Not that much.
All right. You
know. Buddy, I don't know a Jew that isn't 97% or more. I'm serious.
You're not wrong. Ari Shaffir was 104% Ashkenazi. It was true. But in fairness, they tested blood from his nose.
We literally did the DNA test for the podcast, and Ari's results were you owe us $4 more.
Yeah.
All right, that doesn't even make
Ari's
sense.
Ari's results were just a picture of a guy doing this.
Yeah. Did you guys see
the laughs kept going down on that one. I thought we would keep going. I thought that would be the game.
This is an honest crowd. They'll let you know when the bit's over.
Yeah. Did you guys see the chick dressed as Hitler with her tits out?
No.
No.
Do you guys want to get turned on a lot right now?
See it? I ruined it.
Pull that up, G Mike.
Well, it's like the girl who was with Jesse James, remember? The Monster Garage
Kat
guy.
Von D?
No, the girl that was with him that was like super into Hitler and getting naked. I forget her name. She ruined Sandra Bullock. It's who he cheated on Sandra Bullock with, like a weird Hitler-y fucking cam girl.
It's weird that you called her Sandra, like you're fucking rich.
Sandra Bullock?
Sandra. It's Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, for white garbage.
It's Sandra
like
Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Rick, you're from Hollywood.
They cut to me when I get half laugh. Oh, Rick!
Rick!
Nothing.
Guys, why are we
seeing a endorsement from Rick Glassman?
You don't need to show the edited version. There's a version of a video of her walking around with her actual tits out.
Who's Weidel?
Is that
whose tits?
It seems like
yeah.
Like,
good point.
It seems like that is just the algorithm.
I like that she like, still shaved her armpits.
If you go to my the algorithm,
if you go to my just, Instagram Discover just, page, that's what it is. It's all chicks with tits and people
think.
Oh my
gosh! I even the way that's a fake mustache. I really thought that was a guy with fake tits.
Oh.
That's how much I believe mustaches make people look like men. Speaking of men, why don't you age up a little bit?
Oh.
That's punchup.live/Rick Glassman.
Wow.
Rick, we have a time for plugs on the show.
What kind of an idiot asshole would bring props to a podcast? Would anyone like an extra dress?
That means that all of us have a dress.
That doesn't look like a dress. That looks like Malcolm X's dad shirt.
Pull up the video, G
Mike.
This bitch is hardcore.
That looks like Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable's Sunday attire.
This is a different person altogether, G-Mike.
So they got rid of one tits girl. You're not even dressed like Hitler.
Not only did you pull up a different tits girl, but it's another fucking censored tits girl.
Can you guys show me fucking uncensored tits?
It's on my Twitter. I tweeted about it today, and I wrote, I'm going to come with 3 Ks.
Alex, Mike, look at me.
Ah, that's great. That's fine.
Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of fun.
What do we pay you assholes for, if not this moment?
That's a perfect Louis J. Gomez joke.
It wasn't
right?
a joke.
Oh, yes.
It was my reality this morning.
Hey, so man, they're not mutually exclusive.
That's
Thank
true.
You.
Who said that, the dog?
This is going to be a
you
wild
wish.
This is going to be a wild show.
Thank you.
Fucking wish. We got a lot to get to today.
Right here. Here she is.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, those are decent titties.
Okay.
It's a tiny mustache. I still like she.
Yeah,
who's
Putin slut?
Oh, I wish I knew what that said, but Putin's a slut.
No, she's a Putin slut.
Later,
if you fuck
Jose.
Her, I would say just kiss her a lot so you smear off the mustache. Then you won't feel so bad.
That's it.
That's so funny. She's like, well, I made my point.
I do.
Here she is.
There we go. Oh, now she's spray painting. That's too much.
Yeah,
wait,
I don't
want
to see
question.
Your. I don't want to see your art, you dumb bitch. Just show me your tits.
I think this is AI, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Notice while she's spray painting, the guy stops her and removes. Yet there she is without the man. I know men. Remember the mustache thing?
I couldn't stop thinking about it ever since you did it.
So if a man is willing to stop somebody from spray painting on a swastika on them, they're sure as shit going to stand in front of the photographer. Photographer wasn't there. Either the photographer was faking it, which it's either AI or it's fake.
Ah, shit, the Holocaust never happened. I knew it.
You're right, bro.
I knew it.
I think it's
I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to cut
AI
you off.
AI Nancy Drew.
I got excited.
It took somebody on the inside to let us know.
I love it. Your dog is just not impressed with our show. Look at his face.
Nope. There is. Alvin.
So you guys do a lot of those Hitler jokes?
Oh, hello, Edgelords.
Hey,
nice to meet you.
Low-hanging fruit, woof.
Oh, Edgelords. Woo-hoo, woof.
Oh, so it's like everything that's bad is good. I get it. All right. That's the whole thing.
It does have an actual, is it a girl dog? Because it has an actual resting bitch face.
All right, we could get out of here. I mean,
what's the name of the
all of us?
Stop it.
We all are going to get out of here.
Oh, I think we're facing the wrong way, by the way.
We need a dog cam.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is our own thing. We're the only podcast who does this.
All right.
They can see us at the screen.
Okay.
We don't like looking at them. We like looking at each other. That was the whole idea.
Well, and
we
ourselves.
We found when we were facing the audience, we played too much to the audience here.
We were too funny then.
Yeah.
Been there.
Tamper it down.
Killed in the room. Whack on tape.
Can we get some people to come up here, like VIP seating?
I think
like
that's actually a great idea.
A couple guys are like, I'll do it.
BT's comic view, just two people sitting in the front blocking the screen for the rest of the people. I do like that idea. I want to get to, I know we have a packed show, but I want to get to this because it's the top of our list. And Lewis, whenever he brings something to the show, he goes, this is funny for you guys to make fun of. I always know that he doesn't realize how deep it goes for how funny it is.
I know how deep it is. Can I tell you that this has been written in 100% sincerity?
Yes.
And I did send this off.
Not
the Heil Hitler wide open.
Oh, no. ChatGPT made it sound nice. I bullet pointed it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have to write a letter anymore when I have ChatGPT. Why would I write a letter?
We're all familiar with your famous history of writing letters. So tell us.
Please tell us what this is about.
What did you do?
So I was kicked out of Equinox, I would say.
Oh, no, Lewis. What did you do?
2 years ago at this point?
Believe it or not, you can't have gay sex in the steam
room. That's not what happened. It was a steam room story.
You can, but you can't.
Oh, my God.
Caught.
The dog is over it. Look.
Boring. Gay steam room sex. Heard it.
The dog just snapped its own neck.
The dog's like, I would rather die than be here.
Oh, that is one cute idiot dog.
That is a cute
look at
idiot.
What is the dog's name, Rick?
Alvin.
Aww.
I like how proud you were when you said that. You're like, look at the name I chose. Alvin.
You guys probably thought I was going to name him something racist.
No.
Really?
No.
Who would have thought that about
Everybody
you?
Everybody at this table has a racist dog.
What?
I don't have a
dog. That's how racist I am. I got two cats.
Yeah. All right. I'm starting to like this.
I have a gerbil named
really?
Gerbils.
Yeah, that's good.
That was solid.
That's an example. I didn't even hear it. And
you
I
have
laugh.
A couple of.
He said, I had a gerbil named Gerbils.
Come on.
Oh, that was fun. Cute, I got to laugh twice.
Adorable and fun. I loved it.
Gerbil. Get over Gerbil. Get over gerbil. It is a perfect dog.
Yeah, he's really
Pet's
great.
Name.
So I was kicked out of Equinox nearly 2 years ago because I was shushing guys in the steam room, and then it just got away from
me. You were like, quit. You're like, keep it down.
They were yapping. In the steam room. It's supposed to be a place of peace. The guy kept on fucking hitting the sensor so the steam would keep on coming out. It was loud.
Any of you guys need a good shushing?
Well, that's probably once the steam room's on, you can't hear me going shh because it sounds the same sound as the steam room. Yeah. I was like shh. So I was like, guys, can you keep it down? And they were like,
And Lewis, so everyone knows, has had a long history of going to Equinox.
I used
Lewis
to work there.
He worked there.
A long history of anti-gay behavior and stuff.
My last job was selling gym memberships at Equinox for nearly 2 years.
Well, I would hate that because you would follow up all the time.
I would. I was so good at it.
Lewis is a vigilante who exclusively stops gay sex in steam rooms.
I stopped gay sex so many times while working there after becoming a member. They should be thanking me. I should have a free membership for all the gay sex that I stopped.
We have to
That's how they
should be thanking you.
The them. Yes, the they's, thems.
Thems.
Dude, if anybody ever stopped me from having sex, I wouldn't say thanks. I would say, what are you doing?
Well, I think get in here.
Equinox should be thanking you.
Equinox.
But they sell a lot of memberships because the gay guys go in there and they suck and they fuck and they do all the things.
Right. They blow the house down.
Yeah, they really blow the house down. They blow the house
they
up.
They suck, they fuck, and they
and
blow
Lewis
the house
said,
down.
Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin. I'm going to go speak to upper management.
Oh, my God, why did we make this Equinox out of straw?
Wait, I want
to... I knew we should have built it out of bricks.
A straw steam room is not a very strong steam room, Dave. It's a great point.
How would you get in? No problem through that straw. Even those limp wrists can crawl through straw.
Dude, so... But that's not what happened. These guys were not having gay sex. They were just being loud, and I was trying to relax. So I said, guys, can you keep it down a little bit? And they were like, I didn't know it was a rule. And I was like, it's not a rule. It's etiquette.
Yeah, it's unspoken.
Yeah.
It's a tacit agreement amongst gay men.
That you've
who are both Puerto
silently.
Rican and closeted.
So I went back. I went into the locker room, and then they came up to me. They were like, what's your name? And I was like, Lewis, why? They were like,
David Smith.
Yeah. I was like, they were like, why? I
wanna Fag know. Bash Gomez.
He was like, I want to know who told me to shut the fuck up at the steam room. And I was like, I didn't tell you to shut the fuck up, but now I'm telling you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then I went off, yeah. Right? And I don't remember because when
you guys
I
are there sucking everyone's dick. No one thought to offer to suck my dick.
Dude,
I'm just sitting there.
I thought that was a really good impression.
When I get angry, I sometimes black out, like my eyes roll in the back of my head. So I might have started calling everyone a faggot. And I think that's the problem with what I did.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't remember.
That would have been a problem.
I don't remember.
Did you feed that info into ChatGPT for this?
I did not. Okay. I didn't even give him I didn't want to give him the details.
Understood.
So the CEO of Equinox, his name is Harvey Spivak.
I know.
Oh, do you really know? No.
We all know.
Mr. and Mrs. Spivak's kid? Sure, I know.
There's no Mrs. Spivak, if you know what I mean. So he's lonely. So I bullet pointed the letter, but I had ChatGPT write it, and then I wrote a very professional letter to the CEO of Equinox, and I sent it to him, and I sent it to him as a DM, and he has not gotten back to me yet. So I feel like
you have not heard a response.
I've not heard a response.
You brought this.
Consider
to us
a no gays policy. We won't hit these fucking hurdles.
You know why he's not reading back? Because he thinks you're trying to sell him a membership. He's like, quit fucking reaching out. I talked to one of those guys once, and he emails me every single week.
Yeah. Well, why'd you waste his time?
What?
You would just Lewis
are you sell gym membership.
Are you a guest pass user?
No, I didn't remember because my eyes rolled back in my head and I started calling him a homosexual. That's what I do. You're all homosexuals.
How does that feel?
It doesn't feel
because
good.
That's what you did.
You're right. It doesn't feel right.
And he just put up a mirror to you.
Mm-hmm. Where did the dog go?
Close your eyes.
Oh, he's in my ass.
That's where you went?
That's why we need yes, protocols.
Lewis is the Richard Gere of our time. He's going to eventually die from an animal up his ass.
Did that happen to Richard Gere?
He didn't die, but that's always the...
That was
the he's the national story of gerbil up the ass,
was
and then
the
also
hamster?
Everyone
no
had
way,
a local...
No way, did that really happen?
Probably not.
No, of course not.
Little Gerbil, the Journey of Gerbils.
It's an animated short.
But also locally, we had local name. News yeah. Anchor Jerry Pinacoli, who they said did the gerbil up his ass too. There's always a local guy... It's always like there was a local had to get charcoal stomach pumped because of cum, but the global is Rod Stewart. They say that about Rod
what?
Stewart.
What?
No, I thought it was one of the guys from NSYNC.
No, Richard
and they also
Gere.
Said that about Nicki
Richard
Minaj.
Gere is the gerbil up the ass national story.
Oh yeah,
Rod Stewart is the national stomach pumping.
No, man, that stuff's not
I thought
of our
that was
business.
Lil' Kim.
What?
Yeah, it was Lil' Kim, and then it was also one of the guys from NSYNC or something.
They're all lies.
Yeah, of
they
course.
They just have to update him with everything, yeah. So
do you
I don't
guys
think
remember
anyone...
when everyone said Marilyn Manson took out his ribs so he could suck his own dick?
Yes.
Oh, I'm a huge Marilyn Manson.
Do you think Jay doesn't know every Marilyn Manson
but how did,
story?
You know who started that rumor? Because I actually know the guy.
He did.
Was it the CEO of Equinox?
Yes.
It
was the CEO of Equinox.
Spivak?
Can you tell me I couldn't remember Spivak his boy? Name because of my brain injury?
Wait, there's actually...
That would have been so much funnier.
Wait, someone is like precisely located
I'll give you a hint. It's the same guy that came up with the character of Jesse Pinkman.
I don't believe
why did
anything.
Somebody go, whoa.
Vince Gilligan?
Isn't that
so, that was so weird. That guy's like, oh, he's in for it.
Look, I...
Super TV
I'm,
producer
I'm
Vince Gilligan?
Fascinated to hear...
Ladies and gentlemen.
I want to hear the answer to this, but I think my initial reaction when you said that was like, well, this is a lie. And that guy just went, on pure faith, went... Oh, this guy's got the info. Like, for no reason.
That's what he said.
And what makes you so confident that you're right and he's wrong. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, Vince Gilligan.
And he walks in right now. He just kind of walks in.
It was me who spread the rumor that Marilyn took out his rib so he could eat his own ass. But people change stuff up, and that's why I said, listen, AMC, I'll do it my way or the highway. I'm selling highway merch. I happened to find a whole bunch of shirts that said highway, so I wrote a little gag. They're very expensive, and don't put them in the dryer. They're called highway. That's punchup.live/Rick Glassman.
It's a good sell because I am one of the few males that doesn't cut himself who read his autobiography, and he started that rumor and the rumor that he was Paul Pfeiffer from Wonder Years.
What is he started both of those?
Because
I tried it. I took
those...
the rib out and it didn't work.
Nope.
And so, but you can put it back in. Did you guys know that?
It really
they
sucks.
Don't tell you that. They don't want to tell you that.
They don't want to tell you that.
Answer him!
Genuinely amazing to me for people around our age is that those rumors spread everywhere. And we didn't have the internet. We didn't have any means of actually like.
Yeah, but there were also always rumors like when you went to high school about someone that just graduated who like had anal sex with their boyfriend and parents called
not
they
the point
it out,
he's
they
making.
Shit on the couch,
you're
blamed it on the dog, and then they put
you're
the dog
it.
To sleep.
I'm saying
Ian's telling,
you,
Ian's telling his own life,
school?
His own life story.
No, but every school.
Ian, you're missing the point. I'm not saying that what you did got found out. I'm saying that the not a similar type rumor. I'm saying the exact same rumor about the exact same dude. I've talked to people around my age who were in high school around the country, and they all heard the rumor that Marilyn Manson had a rib removed. Marilyn Manson had a rib removed so he could suck his own dick. And it's amazing to me.
And nobody's talking about it.
Well, how did that spread? Why did rumor spread?
When there wasn't
Why
the
did
internet.
We all believe?
Because there was a guy, and we'd already heard that Cher had a rib removed.
You can have a rib removed, by the way. You can have multiple ribs removed.
I know, but I'm saying that story just had something about it that everyone went, "I want to believe it's true," and so we're going to spread it to the next.
No, you can't have a rib removed. Nobody knows that, but you actually people have rib removed, and then everyone's like, "Okay, but listen, it's like, well, he's got a strong point of view here. Are you that untrusting that he has a point to this? Tell us about it.
We don't be listening to Lewis.
No,
like
I just read a story recently about an OnlyFans.
Everyone,
bitch, you're
so interested for real. It'll be funny, but so interested for like a full minute. Try everybody sincerely for a full minute. Watch the confidence. Watch for real. Tell us.
The dog's back, covered in my shit.
But for real, tell us about the rumor.
No, now you don't get to have it, Rick.
Oh, it would have been a fun game. But
sorry,
I feel like
Rick,
I
fucked it up.
Dave,
this is what I do.
Once again, bullied by a nebbish Jew. This isn't the first time.
Good
this
merch.
Isn't the first time.
And it won't be the last.
Yes. All right, pull up the letter to Harvey. Don't put it on the screen. You could just.
Dave, I'm very interested in what you had to say.
You can just read it, Jay.
You get my point, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's some stories are so good that you don't need the internet.
And some stories are
so much come that you have to get your stomach. Pumped is
like,
so fascinating because how many dicks would it take to do that unless it was Rick? Because you can come over and over and over, and the volume is
guilty.
Insane.
Rick, 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 Rick.
It's pretty easy. Rick, and then he leaves. Rick, yeah.
I'm a huge fan of yours, TJ.
The letter?
Yeah.
Oh.
Seems like it.
No, I'm sorry, for real, though. I'll talk less.
Sorry, just found out.
No way, man. That's the message. Point of the whole thing.
No, yeah, we love
I'm
you.
I'm talking
Rick.
More.
You're great.
Rick! Rick!
Rick! Rick! Rick! Rick!
Chanting less. You can't make them stop. Sometimes they'll go all the way.
Who are you telling?
Into the next day.
You
should see the
worst. We'll be right back after a word from Helix Sleep.
Yes. This is already going to be good.
Please.
Hang on, my weed guy. Okay. The Jeters are back. Dear Mr. Spivak.
Your weed guy.
I hope this email finds you well. Oh, I should in your voice. I wanted to take a moment to reach out regarding my previous membership at Equinox and express my sincere regret for the incident that led to my removal.
Just so you know, I was Equinox all the way.
By the way, that's header. A lot of spaces between the next part.
Yeah.
That's just the hey, I'm here.
Well, I wanted him to take a moment and reflect on what I just said.
You see, that's just the hey, I'm here. I'm talking to you. And
as you can see,
we just use an ellipses.
I've left you four spaces to take reflection on what I just said.
Now here's the story. Over a year ago, I was involved in a heated exchange with two individuals At the Paramus location.
Homosexual.
Gay man.
Two individual gay men. While I recognize that I should have handled the situation differently, my reaction was not reflective of the respect and appreciation I have for Equinox as both a gym and a brand.
Oh, Lewis! What are you doing?
It's a great company. I swear I really mean this.
I will say, though, that AI does get what a queef you are.
Yeah.
And the brand. I take full responsibility for my role in the conflict and have since reflected on the importance of maintaining composure in such situations.
Oh, dude, I'd ban you so much longer than I already
He hasn't
there.
Even read it, the piece of shit.
Obviously.
Yeah, he read the beginning. He was like, this is ChatGPT. Equinox has been a significant part of my life.
It has been.
It does seem like it's really important to you. This is important to you.
It sounds like you wrote a victim impact statement.
Oh, my God. I haven't slept one night since you molested me as my gymnastics coach. This sounds like that. This sounds like a Dr. Larry Nassar impact statement.
I don't care. I really mean all of it. I proofread this, and I edited like three words.
This is the strangest revelation about you, that you have this intimate relationship with Equinox.
It's a great company, TJ.
It's a great company, TJ.
It's literally a gay fucking hookup.
It's literally not. That is something that, in spite of that, it's still a great company.
Yeah. Okay.
Or because of that.
Lewis, we get it. You love working out so hard. You'll step over gay sex in the locker room.
I go to Lifetime Fitness now, and they allow 12-year-old children in there. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, that kids could work out. I mean,
yeah. They also have to have sex.
But you can't have gay sex with them. Well, not in this country. Equinox.
I don't want to touch that.
Equinox has been a significant part of my life. I was a longtime member and even worked as a membership advisor at 19th Street for 2 years.
God.
During which I developed a deep appreciation for the company's commitment to excellence.
Yeah, you're painting with too many colors.
No, Lewis, you didn't say you developed an appreciation for the company's commitment to
A deep appreciation for
I
the company's commitment
to excellence. I did develop a deep appreciation. And
for their commitment to excellence.
Their commitment to excellence is probably the number one reason why I enjoy
them. But you could just say, like, that's how you would say it. No. By the way, your commitment to excellence is why I love this place so much. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I don't know what we could do about that. I would love if I could come in and meet you, and if that's not the case, so be it. I don't want to make things worse. I just fucking used to work there. I love it so much. I messed up, and if you have it in you, I would love to be able to come back.
Rick?
That's it. I believe. That's it.
Perfect.
I believe him about the Hitler chip.
Rick, I don't think that I'd be able to get through all of that without saying faggot, so I had ChatGPT do it.
Rick, let me tell you something.
Honestly, Rick... You're welcome back in my gym anytime you want to come in my gym, okay, dude?
Rick, what you said is you call your butt your gym?
Yeah, coming in gym. Who's gym?
You come in my gym. No, Rick. Jim is my assistant. He's gay, dude. You come in my gym anytime you want to.
You got a gym.
You absolutely, what you said was eloquent and beautiful and probably would have quickly had you reinstated a gym. I'm going to tell you from reading ahead just two sentences, Lewis goes 180 the opposite direction.
That's not true.
Oh, this is like a Bill Maher segment where it's like, what would have...
This is exactly like a Bill Maher segment.
New rule. Equinox has been a significant part of my life.
I do love new rule.
Okay, I guess just gays can have sex anywhere now. Okay.
Is that what it says?
Okay. Since moving on to pursue my career as a comedian...
Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Oh, I love that.
As a comedian, a podcaster, and business owner, I've continued to...
Fart.
I've continued to champion Equinox.
I have. I've championed Equinox on this episode.
You're doing it right now, yeah.
Not just as a gym, but as a standard of quality and service that I admire and have even drawn... Stop! Equinox!
Doing a robot.
I like that. I didn't hate that. I'm sorry I yelled. No.
Please.
Don't let Lewis bull over this thing.
I'm not bullying over anything. I told you to read it.
He started bullying over the part that was the best part of that line.
Please.
I'll start at I continue to champion Equinox.
Sure.
Not just as a gym, but as a standard of quality and service that I admire and even drawn inspiration from in my own ventures.
I do.
He does. Here, I'll take it. You can rest. He does. He also, will.
You're allowed to have gay sex in the bathrooms at Gas Digital?
He has.
That's not true. It is, they have, if you really want me to tell you, they have a genuine great philosophy on how to create excellence throughout every one of their departments.
Well, they
us,
do.
Tell us some of it.
They have, so they have a manager
do
for
Do they
every...
call their producers cunts and pieces of shit and yell at them all the time?
I don't really do that in real life.
In only in real life,
well,
more, I'd say.
Listen, Lewis had his own twist on the Equinox experience. But okay. Yes, okay. I do.
How
I
are
have
none
heard...
of you interested in... He's talking about how amazing this excellence is. Nobody's at... Nobody wants to learn anything?
I was... Well, if...
Not
you,
any of us.
Pay attention for 1 second. I was saying, Lewis has explained to me many times what he took away from Equinox... And I do think there's a real thing there.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
I do.
Dave's my friend.
I really put my foot in my mouth on that one.
Well, that's what I was getting to.
Just so you guys know, recently Lewis came into some Polaroids of Dave having gay sex. So Dave is going to fold to Lewis whenever.
Yeah, but that's great, Dave.
I think Lewis is a man of his word, and he won't release anything that he promised not to release.
That's
now, Lewis,
right.
Tell me about Equinox.
No, they have a manager for every department, right? And they grade every department. They have a constant expansion of goals. So, like, the front desk has a goal.
So you're
every
saying
month.
There's a lot of regulation?
There's
question. Who'd you vote for?
I don't vote.
It sounds like you want a lot of people telling us who we can and cannot fuck.
Wow. Wow.
Rick?
Wow.
My body, my gym, my butt. I also have merch that I really like to find a joke for that one.
My but body,
I,
my gym,
body,
my butt.
My gym for shirts.
My body, my gym, my butt.
If you don't make my body, my gym, my butt, you're missing out on something. Well, those will sell. Those will sell. There's still another full paragraph, everyone. Don't worry.
Now, Lewis, this will...
Two more paragraphs.
By the way, I think Rick is going to think this is the most evil thing you've ever said.
What?
But I remember you convincing me, and this really, like, actually resonated with me, that you were like, what Equinox does that's amazing is that they convince, like, the greeter at the door that they're the most important yeah. part of the company.
They do it everybody.
And then they can the
Mexican fucking maintenance woman. They're like you're the heartbeat. You're the soul of this place. The salespeople, the personal training department.
My mom does that with our cats.
Each one's an
angel,
right?
By the way, the dog is very impressed now. Look at her face.
Yeah. Dog's like, ooh, we're having a conversation our way.
That dog prides itself on good service.
It does.
Yeah. Well, he's the heart and soul of the show.
Guys, don't worry. There's plenty more. Everyone stay calm. Mm-mm. Okay. I truly miss being a part of the guys. Show a little respect for the letter. I truly miss being a part of the Equinox community. And I would love the opportunity to return. I can assure you that I have learned from my mistake.
I have.
Yes.
I've reflected a lot on this.
Yeah, he has.
And if reinstated, I would be a model member.
He will.
Who upholds the standards of respect and professionalism that Equinox represents.
He does.
I also have friends who still work with the company.
Nah, he doesn't have that.
Don't say the names.
Okay. Who can, by the way, you only said one.
Who can I said two.
There's another one. Who can speak to
so
my...
you list some people who are on the inside
one,
right
yeah,
now.
One,
all right, so well, we're not going to call them out, obviously.
One...
We'll protect names and sources.
Yes, one can speak to his character. Additionally, I was trained by... I was trained under another name.
He will.
Which was a gay guy.
Yeah, he has. He did him.
And my time at Equinox remains an invaluable part of my professional and personal growth.
It was.
I would be grateful for your consideration in reinstating my membership. Please let me know if there is any way I can further demonstrate my commitment to making things right.
Too long.
Didn't read.
I mean, it's three fucking thumbs up.
Huge.
To get to. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate your consideration.
P.S.
Thank you. Furthermore...
Dude, Lewis's mouth is going to be the other end of a glory hole if he gets back into that gym.
I hope
for
so.
Sure.
I would suck one full dick if they let me back in.
Not that's how much you appreciate
one full dick.
He goes, Lewis, why don't you show me on my penis how much you appreciate my commitment to excellence?
Harvey Spivak with the camera. Harvey Spivak, I will suck your cock if you give me my membership back. Not even for free. Just let me pay for it.
Lewis, they took it away.
Tom Cruise.
I can never go back ever again.
Really?
I'm banned.
From telling two guys to quit sucking and fucking?
Well, they weren't sucking and fucking. They were just talking loud.
Did you tell them to start sucking and fucking?
That loud talking always leads to sucking and fucking.
Is his name Tug Speedman, did you say?
I am beyond.
Did you say Tug Speedman?
No, what?
From Tropic Thunder?
That's what I thought. I'm going to tell Tug Speedman.
No, Harvey Speakman.
That's where he got the inspiration. That's right. Because you guys know Tom Cruise was one of the co-owners, a silent one of Equinox. Okay. And they ended up branching off because of, I'm not supposed to talk much about it, but I'm not making this up.
I believe
DJ,
you.
DJ, you know it.
I believe you.
I'm not a woman. Relax.
Rick! I was kidding.
Rick,
I was joking.
Rick!
I was joking. I didn't want you guys to actually do it. Okay, just pay attention.
I care so much about my membership. I want it back so
it's
bad.
It's insane. I'm losing respect for you. That you're apologizing so hard when you don't think you were wrong.
I was wrong for saying some of the words that I said. Lewis, I will admit that now.
Lewis, this company that you gave everything to.
God, these guys.
You gave them everything you had, and they did you so dirty. And but
$350 a month
you
for
this changed your life based on their employee handbook.
You're like the Roseanne Barr of the gym world.
Yes.
Rick. Good, that was a good one.
They took it away
you
from
know, she
me.
I like you want to start and stop the
Rick Chance is the best.
But then she said something she shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
Now listen, I'm not here to say whatever she said was good or bad because I don't remember what she said and I don't have points of view. But I will say this. If enough people want to watch the Conners without Roseanne Barr, fuck it.
Yeah. I think
we should...
Rick.
Not on that
and
one.
And if Roseanne Barr
wants
to come here and tell you the do's and don'ts of how she got back in the game so you could follow her path.
But she didn't get back in the game. She's
like
just
she's
an old
again.
Lunatic now.
I feel like she's gone.
Yeah, she's got a podcast that's pretty good.
Yeah. You
she's
know what
hilarious.
Roseanne never did? She never wrote a pathetic-ass letter like that back
True
to the Conners.
Roseanne Barr.
This is
Roseanne Barr.
Which is the only bar you're ever going to be able to hold on to because you're not allowed in any good gyms.
I'm Roseanne Barred from Equinox.
Yeah! Lewis! I was serious on that one.
That's the first time anybody in a dress has ever high-fived Lewis.
This has been amazing to be on the first Legion of Skanks where you guys truly are showing your values.
Yeah, we wake up.
It's amazing.
This is the episode where Legion of Skanks wakes up.
Finally.
Finally.
I'm saying I'm hoping that Harvey Spivak somehow sees this.
He never will.
Oh, no, he definitely will.
He's going to see it now.
Lewis, I can't really
he'll see it
and
now.
And you have to lay back and be like, hey, guys, I'm just getting steam over here. Suck and fuck away.
I bet he would see it if you showed up with a gun.
I would just stop it.
That's true. If you're honest to God, I think Spivak... And correct me if I'm wrong, because you do know him, you do know him, Rick. Spivak, the Spivak boy, does react bigger if you threaten him with a loaded weapon.
No, here's what you do.
Okay.
You meet, respectfully, his younger daughter, Elise. Mm-hmm. You take her out on a date.
I think Harvey Spivak is a giant homosexual.
Never mind.
That's not going to get you back in.
Nice, dude. You fucking turned down. Okay. He was going to show you how to get back in, and you fucked up. Apologize to
the freshman. No problem.
Lewis?
And I'll get into every one of the Equinoxes with just the one Equinox gym price membership. And with an American Express Platinum, I get $25 off a month anyway. I could get in there for under $200.
You do
and
go to Equinox.
I don't go to Equinox, but I use their parking validation.
But you know about the member benefits
they're excellent.
Amex Platinum
I don't
people.
Think people understand. When you work out on an Equinox machine, the pounds of pressure per muscle tear is exorbitant because of the branch chain.
You
amino
think
acids.
This asshole knows that?
Thank you.
Dude, Equinox is amazing, but that's why they don't stand for bullshit, bro.
And
you wouldn't think
You're
Equinox
so
was...
right.
Thanks. I had more, but you get it.
I feel really bad for you because I forgot that they have so many gyms all over the country because I don't waste money.
Right.
And
in every city that you go to, there's a fucking Equinox.
And you can't, get into any of them. Too.
Yeah, but nobody goes to Planet Fitness, you fucking asshole.
Oh,
no. It's exercise in your
Planet
room,
Fitness.
Really.
What? Yeah, I know. That's what I do.
Room, really.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yeah, but then nobody's looking at you, which is a big part
what,
of the Equinox
experience. You trying to get Muscle and Fitness magazine? Relax.
Yeah, Jay.
Well, I feel really bad for you, Lewis, and I think you shouldn't have used that type of language.
I don't know that I did.
Okay.
Did you all jokes aside, did
I
you really
swear to
black
God,
out
I
and then
thought,
you woke up and you were outside of the
I thought
I believe that.
I thought
that
I didn't
happens,
say faggot because I thought I was watching my words, knowing my environment. I was like, don't say faggot, don't say faggot, don't
Lewis,
say faggot.
I'll handle Lewis. This.
Yeah, but by yelling that to yourself.
He screamed faggots in their face.
Maybe.
While people around stared and judged him.
It's possible that Lewis didn't scream faggot in their face, but he definitely screamed, don't say faggot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I say he just kept yelling.
Don't say faggot. If he had to yell out.
Gay guys are like, we can use the word.
So even if he said it or said what Dave said, believe me, what Dave said is what was saying in his head the whole time.
I might have been saying
it. Was coming out against two Lewis's,
listen,
you see?
I love this establishment. And how is it that you kicked me out for saying, don't say faggot?
Yeah, there's one of those people.
Don't say faggot.
There's two Lewis's living inside of him. There's one that goes, dude, don't say faggot. And then there's another one that goes, what are you, a faggot? Yeah. Yell faggot.
The angel and devil are on my shoulder, and they're both going, say faggot, faggot.
And the one that says say faggot is the one who's working out all the time.
That's enough. Somebody has to say it. That's enough.
Oh.
You mean somebody has to say
it. Oh, Jude, when you said someone has to say it, we all thought you were about to say faggot. you mean stop saying
that. I'll tell you what I'm going to say.
Sorry.
With your mouths, the least you're going to hurt is your own monetization, you flag it, because that's what YouTube's gonna be doing. Flag it, flag it, you're cool, flag it, remember, because of Half Baked. Let's change the subject. Guys, for fuck's sake, you got kicked out of something that you sincerely want to be back in, and you're being a martyr right now.
Rick, just so you know, you can't.
I want to get you into Equinox, but you gotta want to get into it.
He does.
Rick, you can't just call an actual flaggot a flaggot,
yeah.
Then it comes off weird.
Yeah, we're being funny. He actually is a flaggot.
No, he's bi. There's a huge difference.
Yeah, that's huge. That's what I'm saying.
Well, right,
bi, sexual.
If there's a line drawn in the sand, Ian's sucking on that line. He's like, oh, that's kind of like a dick.
Ian, you do identify as bi.
Yeah.
What do you do when you enter a room?
Do you enjoy one any more than the other?
Women
more than the other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
That goes against, that fights all my blind argument, mm-hmm, for bisexual men is they're gay, mm-hmm, but they didn't live as gay for a while, so they're like, sure, I can fuck chicks, but I'm gay.
Just
you're
goes
you
to show
women
you.
More. I find that interesting. Very interesting. But still, it doesn't bother you. Not molested.
What?
You weren't molested?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with
everything? Are you still mad at me? Are you still mad at me?
It's got everything to do with everything.
No, I'm kidding. Oh,
you were not molested.
Not that I know of.
Oh, Jake, he was obviously molested, okay, but whatever.
Okay. If he says not that I know of, that's just
him. Hoops Demonga has not been molested.
I don't think I was.
The rest of us. Everyone except you.
A lady tried to molest Lewis, but instead she just fell asleep whispering in his ear.
Yeah, if she had a better Equinox body, I would have let her do it.
It's true. If her body was tighter, Lewis would have fucked that kid's
mom. A tight body. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's true.
What do you think about guys that are like, you guys are going to like this. What do you think about guys that are like, I'm bisexual, but they won't perform fellatio? Do you think they're still bisexual? What? Right? I told you guys you'd like this part.
TJ, before he answers, can I tell you? I know the crowd's laughing at you. That's a good question. As having a bisexual girlfriend, I will say, there's a lot of girls who say they're bi, but don't eat pussy.
Downtown, exactly.
They're like, I'll accept
and I call it licking
like,
pussy.
I'll accept anybody eating my pussy, but which is not
like,
really
like Junior Soprano.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think...
Yes.
Yes. But like Junior fucking Soprano.
And I got these. I'm like Junior Soprano. I'm sorry.
But I have to tell you, first of all, Big J, things can be funny and informative.
Yes.
Okay. And so I wanted to know what you thought about that, because I think a lot of guys at a certain age are like, I'm bisexual, but they won't perform fellatio. And maybe they'll kiss a little bit, but only with men who don't have mustaches. So what do you think about that?
I don't care.
Why not?
How do you know that?
Are those guys faking the funk?
How do you know that?
Because I'm bisexual and I won't kiss men with mustaches.
Time to shave.
No, I'm just, I really, really am. But I really, out comes the fucking mustache. That was a setup, baby.
Let's go, TJ.
So you don't have an opinion?
No, why do I care?
He wants to know if you'll kiss him, but he's not going to suck your dick. Pick up on some fucking social.
That's so funny, because
Ian. Huh. Let's say
yes.
You're in the hunt for some pussy tonight.
Yes.
But pussies, there's no pussy. It's gone.
Yes.
You have the wrong pussy map, and it leads you right to dick.
But
I love those.
What
maps.
It leads you to is right back here,
Garmin,
and you have to pick in order, Garmin. 1 through 5,
each on this table.
Welcome to Hollywood. Yes.
Who do you fuck first?
Please. I already know. I already
go
know.
Least. Go least first.
Least first?
What are you doing, Jay?
I want to know. I need this.
All right.
Can you just pick Jay first?
Yeah, because really, if you say anything but Jay first,
do not blindly pick me first
just
at
please,
all.
Please.
Well, you have to be blind to pick you.
I've tried to hook up with a guy with a beard, and it did not work. And he was Italian, and I couldn't get hard. And I said, I'm sorry.
This is going to work. Mustache is a very small beard.
I understand.
Am I right or wrong, Rick Glassman?
So it's just Jay's beard.
If Jay shaved the beard and like 100 pounds off, I think... Woo!
That would have me pretty low.
Maybe we could get you sponsored by Equinox.
Okay, now we're talking. But I tell you
what—you can't come. You can't be there.
The first order of operation for me taking over CEO, I want a clause: Louis J. Gomez will not be reinstated.
You piece of shit.
Oh, I thought you wanted Tim Allen to start working out there.
No. I want this guy to Blink Fitness, and I'm going to look at him through the window.
If you took over as CEO and didn't invite me back,
I wouldn't have you.
That's how I felt when my brother was I'm not going to say which burger joint, but he was a manager, general manager of a burger joint in Santa Monica. You know the one.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't let me. They don't do modifications.
It's the city near the coast, right?
I wouldn't let those into my Jimmy's family.
He wouldn't let me get a burger without cheese on it, even though he's the general manager.
Yeah.
And now he wants me to come over and see my nephew all the time.
Fuck that.
No, I do. I love him.
Fuck that.
No.
Okay.
Do you have kids?
Not yet.
Do you think you love your nephew more because you don't have kids?
I couldn't answer that.
Well, then don't.
Fucking asshole.
I've been waiting a while to tell Rick Glassman to go fuck himself. Jesus Christ. And the cardigan. Fuck.
If after you said don't, you spit on me and threw the microphone in my face to where I actually hurt myself, of course I wouldn't be okay with it. But I would recognize that being an amazing clip.
Well, I'll give you $20.
I know you guys are a country apart, but I don't know if I could think of a podcast that would hit harder
each other's sentences
than Rick Glassman.
I'm not going to punch
you in this.
The TJ
Miller and Rick Glassman podcast would fucking slap.
I just think Rick Glassman and TJ Miller, it sounds better. It just sounds better.
Yeah, sure.
Remembering cartoons when they would do that? I don't mind.
I have a brain injury.
I know.
I'm serious.
I know.
TJ, you use that for excuse for everything.
Okay,
he was running
now,
late
right?
today, and he's like, I have a brain injury.
But it's also, an invisible Rick, disability.
You use your brain injury the same way that I use my son. I was like, I can't come. I have a child.
And the Puerto Rican thing also.
But Rick is very Jewish, so, you know, you guys are right here.
Yeah, what?
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
That just felt like just a thing to say. But
just a Zoom?
But some of the stuff you guys are saying.
Maybe you guys do a Zoom. You catch each other up on the coast.
What's all about that?
Just catch each other up on the coast. What's going on?
All right, catching up on the coast.
Santa Monica.
With Rick and TJ.
Cheese on the burger.
Coast ketchup.
What?
Ketchup coast.
Oh, I thought you were saying what we need these guys to do with our jokes.
No. But I'll tell you what. In no time, you guys have a merch store that would make the Insane Clown Posse envious.
And I get what you're saying, but for the people who don't, they have a lot of merch?
They have a lot of merch.
I know.
They're essentially a merch company that has music behind it.
Not a bad idea.
Brilliant.
That's what brands are doing now. You know Guess?
Yes.
Wait, let us. Yes, I do. I know Guess. I still like you, even though it didn't work.
But we're having a good time.
I think so. That was cool, though, because he kind of steered away from the question about who you're going to do.
As long as it's last place, Jay, everyone's okay.
I just think everybody looked at that girl and was like, what a dumb fucking bitch.
What are we talking about?
So that's what I was. That's why I brought it up.
What girl are we talking about?
You looked good. I mean, fucking fuck her. Thank you. She can, you know what? She can get her goddamn stomach pumped. That's what I think.
Yeah, too much cum. Ian, go on. One through five through one. Who are you fucking this table?
If I would fuck someone at this table, it'd be Louis. If I were to marry someone at this table, it'd be Jay. And if I were to have an affair with someone, it would be Rick.
Okay, all right.
To be a fair, that's the least sex I have to do if we had to make this happen.
To be a fair?
Yeah, what I said.
Can I tell you something?
To be a fair?
I'm such a play on words.
I think I understand.
To be Mia a pharaoh?
I think I understand human nature enough to know, and Dave, you don't have to admit this, but I will say when you were going down the line this way, everybody in the room assumed you were going to give us the fuck, marry kind of thing of, mm-hmm. of whatever.
I didn't. I was actually hoping
when you went to an affair, fuck, marry affair, mm-hmm. we just assume arbitrary you're going with Dave. And then when you jumped over there, no matter what he says, something inside of him went, damn.
What's the difference between fucking affair?
Jay, I don't know how to explain this to you, dude.
You're cheating. You would cheat on the husband with this
Jay,
person.
Listen, dude, and I love you.
It's not a mistress.
I love you as much as I love just about anyone.
Nice.
The fact that you think I was
disappointed that Ian didn't want to fuck me in the fuck, marry, kill game?
A little bit.
I promise you, you're so right, you're dude.
Dave, there was just something where it's like, dude, you just get me hooked, line, and sinker, like, at a certain point, you're like, Ian, shut the...
I will beat the shit out of you if you don't admit.
He's literally, he's fine that you don't want to fuck him.
There's even a choice between who you'd want to fuck on this side of the table, Ian?
Oh, no. Ian's fucking
hey,
me.
Well, Dave,
yeah, I'm just kidding.
Ian wants to fucking push my head down into a pillow, tell me to shut up, call me a faggot for once.
Well, everyone wants to do that, but that's just a wrestling match.
Well, David, there's another lonely boy in the room, too.
It also hurt TJ.
TJ, you have a brain injury, though. Nobody's allowed to fuck you. I think that's a lot.
No, but the thing is,
I was going to take a knee anyway because they played Would You Bang Him, and Ian said he would.
But TJ, in fairness, it did hurt less for you because it seemed like he was just going to run through the Legion of Skanks. And
I was just a left turn. It's not really Rick. It's
No, it's very much Rick. So much so that it pulled away from the arbitrary thing it seemed like he was doing. And that
and
was
each so other's.
He likes you. It just made Dave feel bad. And it made TJ feel a little less bad.
Now, I'll get over it, dude. Enjoy your marriage with Jay. It's going to fucking crash and burn, let me tell you
that's
that.
That's a really weird burn.
Yeah, Jay's going to be cheating on you with another dude soon enough.
I can tell you now, without even him answering the question, what the order is of people that he
Well, yeah, because Mary's
fuck.
The person with the most money.
For sure. He wants to fuck Dave the least, because if not, he could have just went fucking Pure Symmetry and just went down the line here.
Pure Symmetry sounds like a fun R&B song that never came out.
You can make it merch. For Rick 90s, and TJ, Coast
he
to
already,
Coast.
He already said he
and
wants
I got
to fuck
shirts.
You the least.
Oh, go ahead.
No. But it's not. What he just did there was very telling. It's Dave the least.
No, he said it's you the least.
TJ for
you the least. It would be a sexless marriage.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he was pretty clear, Jay.
Yeah, now it's Jay that was like, oh, no.
But here's the thing. I know Jay's genuinely disappointed that Ian wants to fuck him the least.
Nah, dude, I'm just fucking, I'm like Dave, dude, I'm kidding.
You do plugs.
Please. I need to go home and look in the mirror and say, why?
Oh, fuck me. Yeah, plug it up. Rick, what are you all plugging, right, my friend? We're just doing plugs. Anything you want to plug?
Plug a clock, dude. Fire.
What if you was just like, I don't want to plug anything.
Pure, well, I forgot what the R&B song was, but the music that's
Pure
playing.
Symmetry.
Pure Symmetry.
That's why I'm here. I'll help.
It's plugs time, so you do your plugs.
Oh, I don't have headphones on, so it just sounds like somebody. I got it. I plugged all show, and I feel like I should use this opportunity instead of plugging my website to plug PATH.org. That's People Assisting the Homeless. If you're looking to donate money for people that you want to know where the money's going, what they do is they find an actual family that needs a home, and they help not only pay their rent for the first year, but help get them employed. You stock if you have extra mattresses or anything you could bring. Like, if you ever had a mattress before you went to helixsleep.com/Tyso to get 10% off of any mattress order plus two free pillows, you might then want to donate your lesser mattress.
Sure.
Yeah. Wow.
But sometimes you need more help, and you better help. That's betterhelp.com/Tyso for 10% off your first month. And what's great is you don't have to, like,
they booted
have
us.
Those
yeah, they
awkward interactions.
They dropped us. I'm
they
pretty sure.
Us.
You don't want to mention, you don't mention BetterHelp on our show. By the way, let me not even say this.
Because D. Wallace Stone's daughter got mad that we made fun of her TikTok, and they had BetterHelp drop us.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm on tour. I have something really I
want to
plug.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
I'm doing shows.
Plug away.
I don't know when this comes out.
Immediately.
It won't.
Yeah. Punchup.live/Rick Glassman. Ricky's on the loose.
TJ.
Is that the name of the tour? Ricky's on the loose. I want to follow your lead. And I'm going to plug tmfhp.org, which is taking money from homeless people.
Okay.
And what you do is you take the money from them, and then you try and get newer and cooler stuff in your apartment. And so, are you pointing at your tattoo?
I'm scratching.
I thought you were like you have something on a tattoo that's like, yeah, motherfucker.
Guys,
like,
you can catch this banter on next week's fucking
Rick
you
wrote
and TJ
it down,
Coast
you
to Coast.
The letters.
Yeah, because I have a brain injury, you piece of shit.
All right. IHABIYPOS.
Good one.
G-O.
So I just straight up what? I want to promote the fact that I have it's called the Invisible Disability. It's an AVM. And I just wanted to get that out there and have people know that, you know, arterial venous malformation. You can find out less about it on TJ Miller Does Not Have a website.com, which is pretty fun. And I'm on tour also. It's called Ricky, You're No Longer on the Loose. You need to go back home.
And, so you're just closing
Ricky,
my shows.
Get back here, tour.
I am closing shows. I have a peanut butter. See, you got to get the real thing.
I've had your peanut butter. It's amazing.
Delicious peanut butter.
Yeah, it's peanut butter.
The hot sauce is no joke.
Your peanut butter and your hot sauce.
I use the hot sauce literally every week.
I'll bring it on Monday or something.
I know,
even
right?
If I'm not on the show, you guys should have some.
They said
but
cases.
You can get my line of hot sauce and my tea PB&J peanut butter.
Oh boy.
All at tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com. I'm also
look at that headshot.
Autographed headshots that say I feel sick to my stomach.
Oh my God.
Isn't that great? And I copy them so they all say I feel sick to my stomach.
Man.
Which really makes me laugh.
That handsome son of a bitch is running from the Cloverfield monster.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think that's it. I have a lot of plugs.
Well, no, that you got more. I'm sure you did your shows. You did your peanut butter.
Yeah, and my hot sauce.
Your hot sauce.
Yeah, and I also do a shelter for dogs that are taken to inappropriate events. So if a dog is dressed up and made to look sad and then is brought to a racist podcast, then we try and find them and shelter them with homeless people who we've taken money from. Look at that!
We're out of time. You guys, thank you so much for checking out Illusion Escapes. My name is Rick Glassman. You can check out my podcast, Take Your Shoes Off Podcast, and how I end every episode. Thank you and good night.
I have a podcast called Cashing In with TJ Miller.
So I wish that was out. The end of the show.
12 and a half.
Be great.
Ian?
I can't follow any of that.
Yes, you can.
I'm just going to get my plugs. I have a foundation where we try to raise money to get Lewis back into Equinox.
can't follow it, motherfucker!
I would love
good
that.
Cause. Good cause.
Rick, 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 Rick. I'm on the road everywhere. IanFinance.com for all tickets. I'm going to be at Wise Guys Vegas, Raleigh Improv.
That's a great club.
Kansas City Funny Bone, Wise Guys Salt Lake City.
Great.
Stand Up Live, Phoenix and Huntsville, Philly, Charlotte, Tacoma, Spokane. I'm going all over IanFinance.com for tickets, dates, and being Ian with Jordan is the podcast every Wednesday. My special Wild Happy and Free is out
great.
On YouTube. YouTube.com/BeingIanPod for the podcast special.
And tell, and tell them too.
IanFinance.com for all my dates. I'm going.
All right, you guys,
over.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Legion of Skanks. My name is Rick Glassman.
You
can check me out at Take Your Shoes Off podcast. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Lewis. Oh.
Come see
Lewis.
Me. Come see me on the Bring Five Friends tour, folks. I had three different people do that in Utah. They brought five friends. It was pretty nice. But
very cool.
You had 15 people there.
Nice.
I like Ian.
It's working. It's working.
Come see me on tour. Go to lewisofskanks.com and grab tickets. South Bend, Indiana, right around the corner. Raleigh, North Carolina. St. Catharines, Ontario. London, Ontario. Philly. I just added to my site European dates. I'm going to be in Amsterdam.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to be in Amsterdam, Glasgow, Dublin, Manchester, and London the end of May. Go get tickets for all those shows. Story Wars is going to be live in Nashville and in Austin as well.
Yeah. Story Wars. Last day, March 26th, two shows, The Mothership. Yep. And we're doing four nights Nashville Comedy Fest.
It's going to be a blast. Oh, Legion of Skanks is going to be live at Nashville Zanies as well.
That's right. Look at that. Doing that. Well, maybe we mentioned the podcast I'm a part of.
Mark awesome. Norman will be in London May 14th. Shit. So if you guys can't get tickets to that,
you mean Kevin?
Head on over to London and Amsterdam.
Subscribe to Gas Digital. If you love the show, we do an uncensored version, ad-free version of the show. Just go to GasDigital.com. Use the promo code LOS. Plus, we do a bonus Friday night show every Friday night just for subscribers.
Coming in at the end.
We got to do it again, guys.
Rick, what are your plugs?
I didn't have the windscreen.
Dave.
Well, all right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Legion of Skanks.
Well, guys, I'm sure Story Wars will be doing some shows in all the markets I'm going to, but
This next weekend or 2 weekends from now, Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo, New York. Come on up there and see me on March 6th and 7th. And then on March 8th, St. Catherine's. That's the gig we just booked, Lewis. St. Catherine's, what is that? Canada?
Oh, you're doing that.
I think it's on the other side of the line. So looking forward to that one. And then I'll be back at Loft, at Laugh Boston in Boston, which is one of my favorite clubs. In the
I'm there this weekend for the first time.
All right, yeah. I think it's good. I think it's a good time. There.
Yeah, it's a fun.
And then Zany's in Nashville.
Guys, come on. Dave, your plugs are hilarious. Come on, guys.
I think it looks natural.
Cool. Tell him. ComicDaveSmith.com.
Dave, if you nail this, I'll want to fuck you.
And what about Bitcoin? What about Bitcoin, Dave? What about the conference?
Bitcoin's. It wouldn't go back down to 90,000. We're about 1,000 away.
Yeah, the best time to buy. I think Bitcoin is going to, go to Bitcoin.com, everybody. I support them. Yep. I think they're coming back up. ComicDaveSmith.com, partoftheproblem.com, and that's all.
Big J.
I'd like to take this time, I guess, also to promote another nonprofit, TFTH and GFTTP.
Should have written it down.
Guys, thank you so much. That's Legion of Skanks. My name's Rick Glassman from the Take Your Shoes Off podcast. Check out punchup.live/Rick Glassman because, everyone go, Ricky's on the loose. That's right. Have a good night. Theme music.
BigJComedy.com for all of my dates, everybody. This weekend, I will be in Indianapolis. Dave Temple's going to be there with me, everyone, so that's a fucking real nice treat there.
Yeah, that's fun.
Dave Temple with me there. He's also going to be with me at Magoobie's Joke House, everyone, so 2 weekends with Dave Temple.
Hell yeah.
That's
so funny.
Yes. Then me and
congrats
Robert
on the
Kelly.
Work, man.
Then me and Robert Kelly are going to be up in the Connecticut Resort 2 nights, 2 shows. Come check us out there.
Of course, yeah, I love one of those comics.
Of course, Nashville. Nashville
I do.
Comedy
I really
Fest.
Do. I'm serious.
Nashville Comedy Festival. Then I'm going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, everybody. The new Helium. It's been a long time. I haven't been to Atlanta in fucking forever. I think since Oddball Tour. So please come
you're
check
love
me
it.
Out there.
Yeah, you're going to love it. They're going to fuck you out of money.
Austin, Texas. I'm not at the Paramount Theater.
And you know why.
I'm not at the Paramount Theater anymore in Austin, Texas. But we are going to be premiering part two of my double crowd work special. Part one, them out right now on YouTube, everybody. Thank you all for watching it.
Yes.
As of right now, we're over 400,000 views. So let's get that shit going up, man. Please, let's make it fucking worth it. I spent so much money on it. and of course, listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and the great Robert Kelly and Story Wars, America's favorite new game show obsession. By the way, thank you so much, Los Angeles. Fucking came
out. That was crazy.
It was insane. People wearing double point shirts and the song. It was fucking awesome, dude. Taking it on the road really is invigorating. Thank you guys so much for supporting that. We'll see you guys all in Nashville. And that's all. Let's get into the other shit. Hell yeah.
Let's see what else.
what else?
Can we go back and do all of our websites like you did?
Yeah, how come you don't put our websites up with our dates?
Yeah, I don't get that.
That's a good question.
See them.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Because G Mike is lazy.
Because G Mike's lazy.
Can you put all
our
dates up
there? Ask for what you want without making other people feel like not being an asshole for not being reading your minds. I just want to say sorry for what we said earlier. I would love to be able to have our stuff up on the screen next time if you want to have me back. If not, I understand I fucked up, but I appreciate what you do.
I'll be honest with you.
Now you're back in the gym.
I'll be honest with you. Rick, can I tell you something right now? With the staff of Gas Digital, if you were able to run for ownership against Lewis, you would have won from that speech alone.
You know what, buddy? I appreciate that, but if I wanted to run, it'd only be because I don't accept who I am and where I am. That's Rick Glassman from the Take Your Shoes Off podcast. Legion of Skanks says thank you and good night. Have a good night, everybody. Theme music.
Run, Ricky, run.
All right. Oh, my.
Are you leaving?
Are we not done, really?
No, we're really not done.
Why did we plug everything? You do
we
in the
just
middle?
Do, we plug it.
The strangest thing is how many times you said it was over. So you were the reason you thought it was over.
That's the power of belief, my friend.
It is. That's why I'm saying
we do plugs just in the body of the show because people usually check out if you just do them at the end.
Well, yeah, then why don't you just end it now?
Because they want to make more money, Rick. Jesus, God, you guys. Somebody tell Rick what the fuck is going on in here.
I'm sorry, man. I'm not part of these groups like this.
No,
this, I really appreciate
them.
You guys
it's
including
not your
me.
Fault. It's on them. None of them explain this to you.
Sorry, I get it now.
Okay, great.
Thanks, man.
Well,
just a few other things, man.
Hey, TJ Miller.
Can I drink this?
Yeah.
I want to say that I think that you're so funny. And I said earlier,
really
I'm a big fan,
really
and I want you to know, you said earlier, say into the microphone, because
really
I said it to you,
place.
Fine, I won't this do it then, but you gaslighting me because you said, please talk about it in the microphone.
I didn't say that. I said, welcome to Hollywood. That's all I said. So I guess that's not okay to say to you.
Whatever, man. I fucking love you, and I'm excited. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're hilarious.
Good to be here.
I'm a lonely boy.
I don't know why I was so surprised. I did Rick's podcast out in L.A. at his apartment, and yeah, beautiful. And very, very funny. I love the way you do the show. I did love, but I did think it was funny. Like, I don't know why I thought, didn't think past the name Take Your Shoes Off podcast. Because right away I took off my shoes. He said, take off your shoes. I'm like, sure, that's fine. And then I had like a shoulder, like a bag with me. And I put it on the couch next to me. And he goes, has that been like on the ground or anything besides just like on you? I'm like,
whoa.
Yeah, probably. He goes, could you put it on the floor? And I was like,
it's a
seriously?
Floor bag. Put it on the floor. Because when I'm sitting on my couch in my shorts that I'm maybe going to go sit in my, thank you so much, if I'm going to sit in my bed with, I don't want to be thinking about, oh, floor bag.
Dude.
But that's why I put down a blanket. That's right.
You do. You did put down a blanket, and I will say, I didn't realize it was an actual thing.
Oh, you
what, his illness?
A gentle prank.
So you're not one of those guys, because you know people. You ever go to somewhere?
But you're not that bad.
And you're like, do you want me to take off my shoes? And they're like, you don't have to. And then you're like, yeah, I do. I hate that. But you're not like that. You're like, take off your fucking shoes and keep your goddamn bag on the floor.
Well, that's the uncensored version on Patreon, but it's just called Take Your Shoes Off on YouTube.
No, but I obviously assumed it was going to be taking your shoes off at the door of your apartment. That didn't blow my mind, but I didn't realize it was a thing. But it's, you have it, I think you've said it, it's sort of selective because you live in a world where you can't be like that at every comedy club and every place you go. But in your home, you're very like...
You're absolutely right. Now, when my OCD presents itself differently, both on depending on how my hormones are that day, as well as where I am.
Okay.
Cortisol levels are high. Don't touch my hands. Pound my knuckles. Right. That's my impression of him. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Ian's impression of wanting to fuck Sonic's enemy.
Pound my knuckles.
Welcome to Hollywood. I like it.
See, that's the thing. You can make your own timing as long as you make sure that you have the time, that's right, to spend with friends. So sometimes, though I feel a bit compulsive with my OCD, I have found ways to manage. Put a blanket down, ask for permission. If you don't mind, if you come into my home, I'm going to have a few rules. But once we get started, we'll have a good time. And you were very cordial. And I didn't know much of you other than seeing how many times you say the F word and all the other stuff you say.
Sure, sure.
And I'm like, wow, this homophobic guy is very kind. Yeah, and you love your daughter.
I do.
He doesn't present.
He's a nice guy.
Big J does not present how kind and sweet and good of a man he is.
He also doesn't present that to his good friends, only basic strangers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just met him and I saw him.
He treats his close friends like shit, but it's okay.
I treat my friends very well.
Well, that was a deafening
weird
silence.
Silence. Wow.
That was a deafening silence.
Okay. Okay.
Were you concerned with his fingers always being exposed?
He was. No, but I wonder, because the same thing, like, doesn't like Howie Mandel is like famously has the stuff, but he has to like, but he still said, I think he does like the, I believe the trail of like sheets from home, like from door to bed in a hotel room and shit.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Doesn't want to touch anything.
And I still don't know that, because when people tell me about other people, I think maybe at most.
You know what? You might not be wrong. It might not be him, but I've heard that.
Wait, what do you mean trail of sheets?
Well, I mean, you also heard that Marilyn Manson took out his ribs so he could suck another guy's dick.
Yeah, but you know what?
I wanted to believe that.
What I was going to say was, well, he took a rib out. Like, I was going to say that to do the sheets thing, but you kind of broke in, and so I didn't get to.
Honestly, I'm telling you, I know that we're live editing, but it still will work. Try it.
Okay.
That's not true. You know what? When people say something about somebody else, I think at most maybe, because I don't know if it's true or not.
I don't know what we're doing right now, but
No, you blew it. No, you blew it.
Blew a shake home.
Rick, please.
You go back into plug.
First position.
Take it from plugs.
First position.
Pull up J sites again.
Okay. And now Rick, you.
Yeah, most of because I think at most, maybe.
Yeah, that well, that is at most.
What do you mean?
Just like nothing's true.
Wait, that's so interesting.
Yeah, I know.
No, TJ, you said you had a thing about Manson's the rib thing. We're taking it from first position to get everybody. We guys.
No, he doesn't want to do it. He's not feeling it. Either. He doesn't think that joke's in the pocket, and he made a conscious choice to anti-joke it. You're the best.
Lunch.
I had an AVM.
Guys, aren't we supposed to do something about like calling midgets the N-word or something? Pull up the video.
Oh, the comments are going to be so fucking mean to me.
No, they're going to love you.
I doubt Trust it. Me, no. They're not.
I really thought that Hitler girl was very, very attractive.
Yeah.
No, but I really did. I just thought about it now because I thought, one of the things I thought first was I was like, that haircut really suits her. Like, it was a very nice length, and not all women can do a short length. And I thought that the Hitler mustache kind of, I saw it and I was like, that's more of a Charlie Chaplin mustache.
Did we ever find the Nazi girl who was naked that Jesse James fucked?
What?
She was also hot enough that
was
he fucked her.
Was that supposed to be a thing they were looking up?
Well, I said it earlier in the thing we were bringing
Can I be honest with you? We were supposed to have a trial on whether or not Ian's gay, and we decided not to do it because Ian doesn't want us to put him on trial for being gay. That was supposed to happen. We have a judge costume for TJ.
Yeah, that's right. Well, here's what I say. Ian can be whatever he wants, and that's not gay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm the judge.
We have these T-shirts that say, I'm not gay.
He is bi.
What even is
he
that?
He is bi. No one agrees. They think you're gay.
I don't care what other people think.
All right, at the very least, can we not have the trial, but can we pull up all the gay things you've done? They prepared so many gay things that you've done, Ian.
All right, let's see what we've got.
Let's pull up some of...
Here, I'll read them. I'm the judge.
Well, sure. they have video evidence, I believe.
Oh, never mind.
There's your...
Okay, well, there's evidence.
I brought it. I figured might as well use it.
I agree.
Okay.
It doesn't really help.
That's from funny.
From the horse's mouth, for sure. But it was also... It was a couple years back now, so... Yeah.
Well, then don't put it on, Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judge TJ is back.
He's a barrister.
We should have got a little judge outfit for Alvin.
Yeah. Rick needs an outfit. What's your outfit?
He's the jury here.
He's the jury.
Order in the court. This is going to be fun because now if Rick tries to
Rick,
do
can you put on
things,
the other dress just to kind of go with the theme?
I don't like that this guy thinks he's a part of the show.
Sure? Why? He didn't
Which
watch
one is it?
It hasn't been watched.
It hasn't been watched from Goodwill.
You got to talk about your shirt or your new special.
In Glendale. Can you
I don't want to get out of my fucking face.
Whoa. When the real Rick comes in, it is...
Well, I was just joking.
Guilty as charged. Lewis writes, the CEO of Equinox. I started from the beginning of the show. Skank Court. Is Ian Finance a homosexual? Judge TJ introduces the case. Each side gives a short argument. Dave defends Ian. Witness?
No.
Evidence. Oh,
no
you want me to do these things?
No way.
You're like watching, it's like watching an episode of Curb and you're just reading the beats.
Nah, come on, bro. No way. Nah, he's cool.
Oh, all rise for the imminent Judge TJ Miller. You all have to rise.
We all have to rise.
Because I'm the bailiff also. Please be seated. Everyone except for Rick Glassman, who will stay standing in my court. For he is now the bailiff, and his dog is the court reporter. Oh my God, that was so fucking funny. Oh God, that really
Alvin, read that back.
Like,
I did, yeah.
Each side will give a... Order in the court, Rick Glassman. Stay standing. I like that one. That was a... You may be seated. Because that was so funny how slowly you did the second one. But that was really good. The case... Not against Ian Finance, but for Ian Finance.
Oh.
Each side will give a short argument, which I will be listening to. And if you're going to be texting Rick,
you should not
be hiding
them.
What?
You're acting like a shitty teacher.
Wow.
It's 2025, Miss Purvison. We're on our phones.
I hate to do this, but ejected from the court. No, I'm just kidding. But you will be held in contempt of court if you ever say anything like that again. All right, I want to hear the arguments. First will be the defense. Is that how it goes? Or is it prosecution first? I think it's prosecution. All right,
Are we actually doing this?
I thought we were just going to show evidence that Ian's definitely gay.
All right, let's show.
I think that's what we're doing.
Right, the first thing was the clip. So I would just read the evidence, Judge T.
We didn't get this in discovery.
Here's the evidence. Ian's tweet. Ian, I'm the judge, so I can do that. First evidence being presented, Ian's tweet from 2009. Let's see
19,
that.
2019.
I'm gay. It doesn't matter what anyone says in the future.
Edit that out. Discover 23andMe test back. Turns out I'm gay.
That's a great joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a joke. It is. But feeling Thank that you. Way at 2:33 p.m.
in Manhattan, no less.
Dave, defend me.
Are we doing a real thing? Ah, come on, guys. It was 2:30.
Wasn't he supposed to be at the dentist then?
Yes.
Yeah. At one point, I was.
Ian said, I came out when I was 32.
When did you say that? What is this video?
I'm curious, like, how
I did,
guys.
Yeah.
Were you just trying to look cool in front of these definite lesbians?
Order. That was hilarious.
I feel like I could get wrapped up in a moment like this, too.
They are really charming lesbians.
By the way, look how shiny your arms are from fisting.
Do you guys know the Maryland Food Boys podcast?
I heard
like that's what they look like when they grow up.
Good.
Like come out until I was like 32, and I started to do material about it on stage, and nobody knew, so it was like jarring to hear, you know. And like I remember specifically going,
"I look like grown up."
Case dismissed.
Dude, that one girl is hulking over you. You have to say you're gay. So what? You're probably gay, right?
What's the next piece of evidence?
You like guys? I mean, I think that's gross, but whatever.
She does look like she's going to hit you if you say the wrong thing.
God damn, dude.
The look she's giving you right now is like you're going to get fucking sucker punched.
That girl eats pussy like the cover of Alien Romulus. It's around her face.
She is larger than both of us combined.
What podcast is this?
Oh my God.
The worst plug ever.
It's called We're Having Gay Sex.
No.
Is it really called that?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Order. This might go the particular way we expected.
Podcast is called We're Roommates, wink, wink.
Do we have next week? that was another funny one from Big J. Ian's next piece of discovery. Ian says, I fuck men in the ass and I've been fucked. Let's throw the video out there.
Dave, for the people what would you have done to defend this?
Look at these lesbians.
We'll never know, Jay.
We'll never know.
That's actually a lady boy next to me.
You'll fuck a man
in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Oh, in his butt.
In his
butt. You're always the top? Yeah,
always the top.
Have you been fucked?
Yeah.
How is it?
So you're not always
it's a fantasy.
Top.
I like it, and then they push in, and I go,
"This
no,
is
no,
AI."
What an immediate
AI!
What an immediate contradiction!
This is AI. This
you're
is
always AI. Top. This always
is,
top.
This is an AI. This is AIDS.
Order! Thank you, Rick.
This is ChatGPT. Lewis frame.
Next piece of discovery.
Hang on.
Sorry.
That was crazy.
I like the judge being like, sorry, Big J.
That was a hilarious immediate contradiction. You're always top. Always top.
Well,
always.
No.
He goes, you've been fucked in the ass. He goes, yes.
No. I got fucked in the ass by Emma Rose.
Ah, which is a girl.
So is it dildo?
It's a transgendered porn star.
Pop her on the screen. That'll help you.
With a small dick, so it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's lucky.
Yeah.
Her wiener's been, I think God took it away.
Yeah. It was the size of Rick's dog's paw. So it wasn't
God,
that bad.
God didn't want her to have one.
I don't know for sure. I'm not really.
Let's throw a picture of her up. What's her name again?
Emma Rose.
Please. The judge decrees.
She's very pretty.
Show a picture of a pretty trans woman.
Her name should be Emma Dude.
I drew
Emma Dude. Harder! Whoa!
Say hello to Mr. Vinky.
If you just cover the cock, she's hot.
Yeah.
But then you show that cock, you're like, never.
I think it's hotter when you cover the face.
I drew her naked like Rose from Titanic.
Yeah.
She's got kind of an anime sort of deal.
Hey, little buddy. Hi, pal.
Ian, don't you worry. Every person at this table right now can fit that cock up their ass.
That's true.
Yeah.
Rick, I'll be your lawyer.
You were even
order! Order!
Sorry, Judge.
No more chanting for certain people. Order! Ian.
Yes.
In the Jason Ellis and I assume Tony Hawk podcast.
Yes.
Said, being awfully close to Jason Ellis. Let's
Jason,
see the
Jason's a reformed homosexual.
And the video.
We're buddies.
Jason's got a lot going on.
Is that a homosexual that keeps kosher?
Yes. Yes.
We stay at each other's houses when we're in each other's towns. Uh-oh.
Well.
Has he ever made love to you with his mouth?
Man, this looks like the evolution of man a little bit. Who's at the which end? Now you make an ugly face.
Order!
Wait, you have hooked up with Jason Ellis?
No.
Never. Oh, okay. No.
Why'd your voice go up so high when you said it?
There's no reason.
Ian wears.
I'll tell you what, you should top in that one because he's got a hog.
He's the Dave Smith of cocks.
Yeah.
He's got a huge one.
And.
All right.
They were talking about you and your.
Dave goes, all right.
Fine.
And finally.
Is there more video or. That should have been
on video. I just. Anyway, we're going to do a new fun thing.
Yeah, I already wanted to stop.
Me and Jason are doing a show. Call in and ask our advice, and we'll give you some good advice.
Don't zoom on my face.
Ask any
questions. You guys
are
flirting with each other.
This interaction is more like you're married.
He is being a coy girl for you. I don't know. I don't like the camera. Hi, camera.
It seems like you have a lot of nice, like, close relationships.
I do.
You have sex with people that you're, like, that you're close to.
No.
Why the hell would he do that? He's not gay.
Yeah.
Well.
Thank you, Barrett.
Jury's out.
Wait, that's it!
I demand a mistrial, or should I say a Mr. Trial, because he has some, he has an opinion.
It's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. Keep going. It's worth it. It's going to be worth it.
I finished it.
Oh, you did? Well, then it was worth it.
Final piece of evidence.
Ian.
Yes.
Is wearing a dress.
Performing at the Comedy Jam. Wait, pause it. Pause it for a second. I don't want to preface this too much because it's worth, I promise you, I couldn't overstate this. This is the funniest fucking thing. Josh showed me this video. Very little to do with Ian's dress, a lot to do with his dancing. This ends top five funniest things I've seen this year.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have time, so you can check it out at punchup.live/Rick Glassman.
Why oversell it?
Because I don't know if they'll catch it right away. You have to see how this ends.
That was, I will say, Jay, that was a weird way to go.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to oversell this. But it's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
That's like being like, I am always the top.
I'm not trying to.
That's not how Emma Rose sold her cock. She was like, "Yeah, this ain't nothing."
Well, what do you say we take a look and see it?
If it's okay with you, sir. He removed Josh's ribs so he could suck his dick.
Order! Order!
Dude, it is a fucking.
It's so good.
Josh's face is the best part.
Ooh, Ian.
Oh, Lego dog, help!
That was 110% on purpose. That is a focused shot, dude.
It's so funny to see Josh Adamyers.
John
like,
Jones would be proud of that.
He's like, we're rock and roll, guys. Then he gets hit. He's like, oh.
The first one's for show. The second one is to end Josh Adamyers if he can. You weren't aiming for nothing else than Josh's ribcage.
I would like to make a quick acknowledgement for great camera work. Great playback work.
Did you think you were going to connect with Josh?
I mean, it wasn't... Yeah. That's what happens.
It was
peace
such
on
a
earth, war
kick.
On stage, man. It's how you dance when you're fucking, you know, going nuts. The
from
music
the hardcore
takes over.
Scene.
Yeah, it's called a spin kick.
The music is so bubbly to be such violent dancing.
Well, that was Nirvana.
Yeah, that was Nirvana. So I wore the dress because Kurt Cobain wore
it. Yeah,
dress.
But you're doing the dancing.
I wish you'd shoot yourself in the head like Kurt Cobain.
I don't feel that way.
Thank you. Can we get...
Order! Order!
That was mean.
All right, so now I have to decide if he's a homosexual or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
isn't it Ian's choice?
Huh?
Don't we believe whatever our differences is? Can't we all agree that that's Ian's choice?
No, no,
you're right. Being gay is a choice.
I would like to have a closing statement from Ian.
You're right. Being gay is a choice, Rick.
You should be allowed to have a closing statement. That is fair.
All right.
You can speak on your own behalf.
Ian should get a closing statement, but at the same time, it should be a judge's decision.
Can we make sure that we're clear? We're not talking about making a clothing statement. Go ahead.
Rick is infinitely gayer than I will ever be.
I think I was gonna say, and I think
Rick,
for that last joke.
You are once again mistaking extreme Judaism for gay. TJ, I know it's a part of your brain problem, but you're gonna have to get past that.
I am gonna hold you in contempt of court for that last joke.
Well, as long as you hold me somewhere.
I mean.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
All right, go ahead.
Smoking.
Go ahead and make your closing statement, Mr. Fidance.
I know what I am, I know what I'm not, and I'll be whatever you say. I don't care what you think, and at the end of the day, I am not gay.
Put a beat behind
that's
that.
That's a great rhyme.
You.
Yeah, that was a rhyme, right? Yeah.
That was fucking... Yeah.
I declare it.
It was good.
I
think it was supposed to be.
That was beautiful.
And
no, was it supposed to be? Did you write that?
No, I just came off the top of my head.
This is what I wanted you to do. For his
I declare it. I have it.
Yes.
I declare it. Ian Fidance is a rapper.
Yeah.
Oh, now tell him I'm not fucking gay.
He finally got to the bottom of it.
All right, he's not gay.
Fucking say it. Say it.
I think Ian's really going for it across the board. Mm-hmm. And I think there are very few people that speak as freely about sexuality as Ian Fidance. And he's really one of the only people I've ever met who I think is a true blue bisexual. And so I'd like to know now, one last piece of discovery. Do you perform fellatio, and would you do it with Rick Glassman?
Give me the dog, and then we'll see.
Hey! Court is adjourned.
Wow. Rick, you look confused. I promise you, him blowing you's on the table. Don't worry, bud.
He'll blow you on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, get on the table. That'd be the funny ending to this. Rick, get on the table.
Just Ian sucking off fucking... Yeah.
Rick, do me a favor. Take off your shoes and get on the table.
Yeah!
He's just going to pantomime blowing you until he's actually blowing you.
It does feel nice to hear.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Not Dave, though. No guys want to fuck Dave. Loser.
Rick.
So Rick
stole Dave's. Rick stole Dave's dick.
I'll see you guys in court.
Thank you so much to our fucking guests, everybody. Rick Glassman. TJ Miller. The bisexual Ian Fidance. It's official. We are the Legion of Skanks. We will catch you guys on the Friday Night Hang exclusively on GasDigital.com. Until then, everybody, peace.
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
You ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika? It's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.